We got Dear John coming up at 8:35. First, Heather with the news.
Sad day to report. A 21-year-old man is dead after drowning while swimming with a friend in an Independent Township lake. This was Tuesday afternoon. The man was swimming in Townsend Lake in Independent Township when he unexpectedly just went underwater and did not resurface. Police say the friends were swimming for fitness. Like, they were both in very good shape. This was somebody who didn't know how to swim. This was somebody who could swim, and they decided they were going to swim across the lake. But at some point during that, this guy just got tired and couldn't keep up and went under. Unfortunately, he was found about 100 feet from the shore in about 20 feet of water. Paramedics did arrive. They provided life-saving, measures, but unfortunately, he passed away at the hospital. A Macomb County man has claimed the Michigan Lottery's largest Fantasy Five prize ever after buying tickets for the game every day.
Wow.
Yes. So he won just over $963,000 after purchasing a ticket from Smokers Express in New Baltimore. So he saw that the ticket won, right? Like, that his store won. Like, oh my gosh, this is where I buy my tickets every day. We got to check this out, honey. So he got his wife and they were looking over the ticket. And then he realized
he was the winner.
He was the big winner. He plans to buy a new car, a new house, and a cottage with his winnings.
So he's bought it every day for how long?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but it just says that he...
Did he just get back all the money that he spent?
He broke even.
Exactly. For his entire life since
one
he could.
Sum.
Yep.
Yeah.
A man who broke into his ex-girlfriend's home in Orion Township was shot and killed by the woman's stepson on Wednesday morning. Police say that this woman had previously lived with this guy for 17 years, but she had obtained this personal protection order against him after he threatened her and threatened to kill her. So this man used an axe to break into this home.
Like The Shining?
Yeah. He used a window. He didn't go through. It sounds like a basement window. And then he fired shots at this woman and her stepson who were like hiding out in a bedroom. The stepson had his own gun, returned fire, and ultimately killed this man. Obviously, things are still under investigation, but it sounds like the son was acting in self-defense, and he's not going to be in any trouble for that.
Yeah.
This guy had his own firearms removed from him under the state's red flag law by police, but he went and took his ex-wife's gun and took it with him when he did this. I don't know if he was married before this 17-year-long relationship or after, but either way, a tragic story. Okay, so over the course of his career, Justin Verlander, he's played a lot of games, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a schedule that his wife, Kate Upton, wasn't really prepared for. So during this episode of the Chicks in Office podcast, she kind of discussed how wild it is to be a baseball wife. Now, some people are probably like, oh, poor you. You know, your husband is a professional ball player making a ton of money and you're a supermodel. But the thing is I do understand a little bit of where she's coming from.
Sure.
Because it's always like when you, especially for her, if she was not into baseball before, you didn't follow it. But you also don't really know what goes on until you're living it, right? Like, you can start dating somebody and they're like, oh, well, guess what I do? I'm a professional baseball player. You're like, oh,
that sounds cool.
Sweet, that's cool. I can handle being by myself. That's all right. And then you get into it and you realize, oh, wow, he really is gone all of the time.
Yeah.
And that could be really tough, especially,
sure.
You know, they've got a daughter at home, too. That's got to be hard, too, not having dad around all the time. So I understand. I don't think she was really complaining about it.
No,
there. She was just
sharing.
She was sharing that it is
one of the difficulties of being in a relationship
yes.
with a professional athlete.
Yes.